Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Acts 8:34. Philip, an evangelist, has preached Jesus to this eunuch from Ethiopia. This man had the important position of being in charge of the queen's treasure. He was a man of great authority. Upon hearing about Jesus, the eunuch desired to be baptized. Philip baptized him, and the eunuch continued on his journey with joy. He rejoiced in his salvation from sin. Certainly, our salvation should cause us to rejoice. Our joy in salvation should provoke us to praise God. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, Hebrews 13:15. The message which Philip preached to this eunuch was the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, Ephesians 1:13. We must hear the gospel and believe the gospel to receive the salvation of God. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation, Habakkuk 3:18. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation, Isaiah 12:3. The well of salvation never dries. Salvation continually flows from God. God desires our salvation. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy 2:4. God has provided for our salvation. God has issued an invitation for our salvation in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We joy because we realize our importance to God, because he does not wish for us to be lost, but rather that we would choose to acquire the salvation which is offered through Jesus Christ, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, 2 Timothy 1:9. When Paul and Silas were in prison in Philippi, they sang praises unto God, Acts 16:25. The jailer who was in charge of keeping them asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Acts 16:30. Paul and Silas preached the word of the Lord to him and his household. After he was baptized, his house, like the eunuch, rejoiced, believing in God, Acts 16:34. Salvation causes our heart to erupt in joy. In salvation we know the love of God and the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, having been pulled out of the fire, Jude 1:21-23. Because of this great display of compassion and salvation, we are presented faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, Jude 1:24. Talks in the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.